We like Ocala, Florida. We like Florida a whole lot, guys. I'm proud to announce I escaped communism at the end of last week. I am officially a resident of Florida as well. And guys, it feels so good. This state is so damn great. The people of this state are incredible. This entire state's incredible. What this state stands for is incredible. I don't think there's any more patriotic people in the world than live in Florida. I love this state. And by the way, you better believe we're not going to have any problems in Ocala. Ocala's got problems back 100%. There's no question, right? So I got to tell you the story. So the reason I got to Florida is really interesting. So my team went to school, Little Loop. Everybody knows about my Ferrari, right? She says, like. So my son Luke went to school in New York. And when my father got COVID, you remember this, right? So he flies out on grade one. He goes over to Walter Reed when he gets COVID. And that night, about 5 minutes after my father landed, I get a text message from the principal of my little three-year-old school saying, "Don't drop your kids off at school tomorrow. Our families and our entire school are petrified of getting COVID from your family." Now I'm sitting there saying, I live in New York. I live 300 miles away from the White House. And I hadn't been down there in like 10 days. And I have a teacher in New York saying, "Don't drop your kids off at school. We're petrified of getting COVID from your family." And I literally look over at Laura, I go, "Honey, we gotta get the hell out of here. We gotta get out of communism. We gotta get out of this state." Yeah. So I moved down to Florida, the greatest state we ever did. And I say prayers every night with my kids. We need a lot more religion in this country, by the way. And so I say these three little prayers with my son Luke in Carolina every night. And one night I looked at Luke, I go, "You know, you're 3.5 years old, you need to learn the Pledge of Allegiance. Huh? Buddy, I'm gonna teach you the Pledge of Allegiance. Stand up with your hand on your heart." And he does it, he goes, "I pledge allegiance to the flag." He does the whole thing, I don't even teach him anything. And I go, "Luke, where did you learn that? I haven't taught it to you." He goes, "Oh, Dad, Miss Berger taught it to me." He was in school for 3.5 weeks in Florida at 3.5 years old, and my son could say the Pledge of Allegiance. And in New York, they would have been teaching him the Antifa Code of Destruction or some other nonsense. And here he's doing the Pledge of Allegiance, like a good little patriotic American, which is exactly what we want, guys. It's exactly what we care about. It's what I ask myself every single day. I really do. And I wonder this question. How the hell did we get here, right? I mean, we literally live in a society where not half the people, more or less, but you know, the motto of the Democratic Party is defund the law enforcement, defund the police, disarm the police. They want to take God away from us. They want to take family away from us. They want to destroy the nuclear family. They want to destroy our Constitution. They want to rewrite history. This is literally, I mean, can you imagine living in a time where, you know, you go back 18 months, you literally had half this country who didn't want to see an Olympic soccer team, the females, win the Olympics because they knew when they raised that American flag and when they did the Pledge of Allegiance and they did the national anthem, the entire team was going to take a knee. They were going to turn their back on America. So you had America for the first time not wanting to root for their own people because of this lack of patriotism, this new notion that it's okay to hate red, white, blue. Like how did we get there, guys? How did we get to this thing? Greatest people that we have to know. How do we get there? How do we have big American companies like Nike, who literally pay athletes like Colin Kaepernick tens and tens of millions of dollars a year, to disrespect the American flag? I mean, it's so hard to believe that you can get to a society like this. How can we get there? I mean, MLB, And this doesn't stop. Look what they did with higher education. So I went to Georgetown University in Washington, D.C. I'm almost embarrassed to say this, right? We had a teacher come out and say that all white males should be castrated. This is a teacher at one of the best universities in the country. So I wrote the president of the school, like, oh, you know, Jack, I know pretty well. Jack, come on, you can't say this nonsense. This is crazy. Well, Eric, we believe that all teachers should have the freedom of expression. And can you imagine if I said that about somebody else? What they would do? I'd be canceled, I'd be ostracized, I'd never be allowed on campus again. Guys, they weaponized education in this country. Look at media. I mean, how many people here have been canceled on social media? Like everybody. Thank you. By the way, I'm canceled every single day, so I know your name. They weaponized social media. So the Taliban can have an account on Twitter, right? The Ayatollah, Iran, can have accounts on Twitter. But yet the President of the United States, who got beloved by hundreds of millions of people, can't be on that platform because he can't tweet anymore. So Iran can tweet. They savagely chant death to America all over the world, right? In Taiwan, they're not exactly fans of ours, including our family. They can have one. Taliban can have one. But Donald Trump can't have one. That's called weaponization of media. Every single time they cancel you, they're weaponizing the
researchers, they shut down people in the emergency room.
industry, every facet of our society, the Democratic Party has spent the last 20 years weaponizing. They want to take God out of our lives. They want to change the Constitution. They want to delete our history. They want to change our family structures in this country. And believe me, it's awfully deliberate. It's very deliberate. It's scary as hell. And it's one of those things that should worry all of us. And guys, that's why we fight like hell every single day. Because we're going to lose this country if we don't have people to do this. You know, and exactly the reason I called Rand the president. And I'll never forget, I got that call. You know, bring the kids up to my office. And we were on the third floor, Trump Tower, beneath the floor above us. So I grabbed Don, I grabbed Ivanka, I grabbed my wife. I go up to his office, this was in 2016, and he goes, you know, kids, we got to do this. We got to do it. Countries want to know, we have to run. And believe me, the last thing out of the family we needed to do. And he goes, oh, I'm going to do it, I'm going to announce. And it was like, yeah, 2 days later, then he came down that escalator. But I would see their frustration with the very same things that I'm talking about right now. I'd see the frustration where, you know, the United States gives $150 billion to Iran. Now, this is, again, a country that chants death to America. You have Barack Obama giving $150 billion. I mean, that could rebuild Florida four times. He gives it to a country that yells death to America. You had an article, my father would open up the papers in the morning and you'd see a new read article. You know, the United States is ranked 30th in the world in terms of education. He's sitting there saying, how are we ranked 30th in the world in terms of education? We're the United States of America. We should be number one at everything we do. Everything. Especially education.
Look at him. Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi, her husband does, aside from getting off on this DUI, I guarantee you, because of the incredible law enforcement we have here, Paul Pelosi would not have gotten off on a DUI charge in Ocala, Florida. That much I can tell you. Ocala, Florida would not have allowed Paul Pelosi to get off on the DUI charge. That much I can tell you. That is crazy. So Nancy Pelosi destroys California. She's been there for 35 years. And you know where she wants to move? West Palm Beach. Yeah, she wants to move to Florida. She wants to move to where I live, which is Jupiter, Florida. I actually think the little area that she wanted to move into voted against her going there, because I can tell you, Jupiter is like 100% MAGA, like they all wear MAGA hats and everything else. These guys are as hardcore as they are. So she destroys California. They make a fortune. Her husband insider trades, and he gets a DUI, gets out of it because it's crooked California. And now they want to buy a $25 million house in Jupiter, Florida. Guys, this can only happen in Washington, D.C. Our system is screwed up. Our system is terrible. And then you had a guy who went out there. He worked as a family. He went out there and won. He created the greatest economy this country has ever seen. The lowest unemployment, lowest African American unemployment, lowest female unemployment, lowest Hispanic unemployment, lowest youth unemployment. In the history of this country, biggest regulations in the history of this country, defended Christianity, actually said Merry Christmas, which was like a faux pas. Peace in the Middle East. I can't tell you how many terrorists he took out. They're not big fans of ours right now, as you probably know. Terrorist after terrorist, right? We didn't lose a single United States soldier in the last 18 months, my father. In Afghanistan. Because they have no understanding with the Taliban. You touch one person, I mean, you so much as put a bruise on one person's arm in that country, and I will take you out, and I will take your family out, and I will take your houses out, and I will take your kids out.
They're petrified. you know, what makes them want to go after religion? What makes them want to think in God we trust? Off of our currency. What makes them want to think under God out of pledge allegiance? They are, honestly, they are, guys. They are. And by the way, you better believe that America's waking up to this evilness. And also to this incompetence. The people who don't view it as evil really are starting to view it as incompetent. When, you know, Trump had a $1.89 gas crisis. And, you know, today we set the all-time record in the history of the United States for gas prices. Over $5, right? And that's an average of $5. There's a lot of states where that brings down the average, you know, I mean, Florida, you can get high sometimes in certain places. It's hard to get fuel down there. Look at California. You got places in L.A. where it's $9 a gallon for fuel. I mean, think about that. Think about that problem. Look at the, you know, fentanyl coming through the southern border. You know, illegal drugs are the cheapest that they've ever been in the history of this nation. Because they're pouring through the southern border. They're taking a lot of lives with them. Guys, these people aren't serious. It's why we have to get them again. It's why we have to get them again. Frankly, guys, it's why we will get them again. I promise you. In some way, shape, or form, we're going to get these guys again. So guys, on behalf of my father, on behalf of our entire family, we love you. We love Florida. God bless you all. Never, ever, ever stop.